Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. When was the last time you had your buttons pushed? I almost fell for it a couple of days ago. Now, really, why is that such a bad thing? Because you're telling your very powerful mind that you can allow someone to get inside, so the boundaries are broken, and they get inside and they get to tell you what you're going to focus on, what you're going to feel, and the actions that you're going to implement. So in other words, they're in control. Oh, and when they're in control, you're using up your much needed energy to react to them. Reactions are based on past pain. Instead of responding, responses are based on future impact. Instead of responding to the goals that you want to get. So you're wasting what you need on them instead of what you want to achieve. So I want to give you the process today to be able to turn that around to where they're no longer in control of what you're going to do. Okay. For that to happen, we need to see that our buttons are really not being pushed. Instead, we're being goaded by our higher power, however you perceive that to be. Say what? Yeah, have you ever heard that phrase? It's a really old one. They were goading me on, or they, you know, just trying to goad me to do something. Well, it's a phrase that's over 2,000 years old, and it comes from farmers who needed to get their oxen going in a certain direction. And oxen can be pretty stubborn animals. So they would take a very long, slender stick and they'd make a point at one end of it. And whenever the oxen would decide to stray from the path, then the farmer would poke them. Well, oxen can be kind of stupid. I know I can have that challenge sometimes. And the oxen can kick against the goad, which is the stick that's poking them. And when that happens, they can injure themselves. So when it feels like your buttons are being pushed, no longer see it as that other person trying to take control of your life. Instead, see it as your higher power going, there's something here that still needs to be healed, and you keep kicking against it, and you're still hurting yourself. Okay, so I'll give you an example of this. I'll use myself. I was in a conversation a few weeks ago with somebody where we have a shared family member, and they were talking about how that family member wouldn't let them do this and wouldn't let them do that, and was controlling their actions. And I couldn't let it alone. I got my buttons pushed. And I'm like, really? Because, you know, somebody tried doing that to my 80-year-old mother. Well, what do you think you're doing? And she turned around and said, I'm living my life. What are you doing? Said, I just couldn't keep my mouth shut. Had to say something. Well, working with my own mentor and me saying, I don't want to respond like that. I don't want to have to prove that someone else is wrong. And I'm thinking I know what's right. And he's like, okay, well, go back in time to whenever Jesus was talking to Peter about something really, really important. And Peter was going, well, okay, fine, but what's that mean about that other disciple? And Jesus replied to him, well, what's it mean to you? What's it matter to you? Why is it even your business? Okay. So why is it my business? And I had to ask myself, really, why was it my business that this other person is allowing themselves to be controlled? It doesn't matter. But yet I still felt like I had to say something, that there was something else there. So I put myself in a light, relaxed state, and I could hear my higher power going, well, Dawn, why does it even matter to you what's going on in this other person's life? If they want to be controlled by someone or something else, great. It doesn't have an impact on you. What is it that's going on? And that's when it immediately came to mind that the person that was trying to control the guy that I was having the conversation with is the same person who did something similar to me a number of years ago. And it was a party at my house. My mom had come up for the holidays, and I had a bunch of family over celebrating the holidays and the fact that she was up here visiting. And a family member took offense to someone else that was there and tried to ruin the party and was very vocal in their displeasure, their distaste. And me, instead of drawing healthy boundaries, just tried to soothe everything over. I didn't want to make it any more of a scene than what it already was. It was the people pleaser in me. And when you're a people pleaser, then you will become that doormat for others to wipe their dirt on. And so I went to that because I thought I was doing what was best in the situation. Okay. Well, the family member that all this anger and rage was directed at then came to me later and said, you didn't stick up for me. You didn't say, hey, this can't happen in my house. And you show me where I stand in your life. And I wound up losing one of the most important relationships in my life because of this person who likes to control everybody around them. So when this other guy was telling me how he was letting himself be controlled by her, it wasn't about him and his situation. It was about me, and I still had some unresolved emotions. So then I needed to go into an exercise known as the power of voicing your values. And I'll walk you through what it is. In a light hypnotic state, in a suggestible state, you utilize something known as the director's cut. So it's a director, like directing a movie. And you go back to the original imprint, the experience that caused the pain. So me, it was going back to the holidays when I had invited everybody over to celebrate my mom. And you call all the people involved on stage, just like you're filming a movie. And you let them know that except for the star, no one has any words. There are no scripts. They're not allowed to say anything. They're just there to receive. And then you bring in the star of the show, the one who was wounded at that time. And you let them know that what they're to share is, this is how they were hurt. This is how they wished things would have turned out. And for the offending party or parties, this is what will no longer be tolerated, that there are now boundaries in place. Okay. And all of that is discovered during the intake whenever I work with one of my clients. So I already had it all laid out. And then action as the director, and then the me that experienced the wound was on stage letting the person know who had tried to control my life that it was not allowed in my house, that if they felt that way, they could leave. I really wish that they would have understood the celebration was for my mother, not for them to vent their grievances. And moving forward, that if I found they were deciding to become dysfunctional in this way again and tell me what I would and wouldn't do, that I would terminate the experience that I was having with them right then and there. Will this do anything to heal your past? No, although I've had clients experience incredible results with it. But what it does is it allows your powerful mind to know how to proceed moving forward so you are not wounded again. But you need to know how you want to move forward in a healthy way. It is not a bitch, moan, whine, and complain session. It is actually, this is how I'm going to take my power back. All right, so that's what I had done a while back. 2 days ago, reached out to this same person who likes to control. That's their business, not mine. And said, hey, I'm putting together something for the holidays. What do you think about this? And they responded back with, well, that sounds like a good idea. But we're really going to have to wait and see if this happens and if that happens. And so, you know, I really cannot make a decision until I know all of these variables. And I went, okay, this is not a good idea for us to proceed like this. So, yeah, thanks for letting me know. And I didn't have to get entangled in those emotions of being out of control because someone else was trying to tell me what to do. I was inviting them in. Did they want to join me? Great. If they didn't, that's fine. That is their option. But I don't have to play according to their rules and their boundaries. Okay. So what's all this come down to? This comes down to you can either live by the pricks, pun intended, being goaded. You can either live by the pricks or by the power of voicing your values. And when you voice your values, you don't have to tell someone what it is that you expected and what you wanted. You just invite them into the experience with you. And then if they want to, great. And if they do not, then you have the ability to move on, still empowered, because you did not react to your past pain. You responded to the future impact that you want to have by getting your goals. If I can assist you with this, 1-636-699-7791. Again, that's 1-636-699-7791. You can text me. You can leave me a voicemail. But let me know that you're interested in the director's cut, that hypnosis session where you go back to where you were wounded and you turn it into something that will actually bring about your wealth. And we'll chat and we'll make sure I'm the best fit for you. So until we get together again, blessings on those boundaries that showcase your brilliance and the rules that restrict others from controlling your life. I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical, and your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants. But for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted,
and your actions, implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to dawnlandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis.